the successive parshas of Yishlach, we have the difficult episode whereby Dina, the daughter, the one daughter of Yaakov, you know, was the one that's mentioned before from Chumash, is taken, but it's a majesty, each one has twin sisters. The one is mentioned specifically in the Chumash is Dina. So Torah tells us that there is a gentleman, maybe not a gentleman, a fellow, by the name of Shechem ben Hamor, who desired Dina very much, and he took her, and it seems that he violated her. And the pasuk says in Parak Lama Dalet, pasuk Zayin, "Vnei Yaakov bo min asoda kishomam, vayisatzu hanoshim." When the sons of Yaakov, the brothers, came back from the field, they heard about this. Vayisatzu hanoshim, they were very sad. Vayichal lahem ma'od, they got very angry. Why? Kinevola also v'yisrael lishkav es bas Yaakov, because an abomination had taken place, and someone had slept with the daughter of Yaakov. And it says, "V'chein lo ye oseh." And this should not be done. Such a thing is should not be done. So it's an unusual language. It sounds like there was a law on the books. They're not allowed to do that. Where exactly was the law? So the Gemara... Even before that, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daflam and Rav Mabez, the Gemara says that the Bezdin of Shame Gozru on this type of Znus, Tuchsiv, and Pasim next week said, that apparently the Bezdin of Shame, the Gemara says, asered any relationships between different families of Bnei Noach. The three sons of Noach, Shem, Cham, and Yepes. Apparently, the family of Shem had a tradition not to intermarry outside of the Semites. That's what we're called Semites because they come from Shem. Of course, the Bnei Yaakov are not the only people from Shem. Other families from Shem also. But the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Zion Amamin, are from Cham, including Shechem ben Hamor, Achivi, the Chivi are from Cham. So apparently that's what it means. V'chein lo yaseh, this is not right. This is a violation of tradition not to intermarry among the, among other families who are not from Shem. So that was sort of the original issue of intermarriage. And it comes in next week's Seder as well, because Yehuda, when he finds out, or he thinks, that Tamar became pregnant from somebody in the neighborhood, so he also says, Yotziyuv esisareit, that she deserves to be executed, apparently violating this din as well. So what I want to look at this evening is just the mocker for the issue of intermarriage as it pertains to the Jewish people. Everybody knows you're not allowed to intermarry. The question is, what exactly is the source? Where in the Chumash does it say that we're not allowed to intermarry? Presumably we're not going to draw our source from this parsha here, because it's, first of all, it's called a Matan Torah, and besides this called a Matan Torah, it would be permissible to, if that were the case, to marry anybody from Shem. You know, I mean, they're based on a business of Shem, yeah. What's that? Oh, so let's see. So before that, we have what seems to be an open and shut case, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshanan the following, Dvarim Perek Zion, in the beginning of the Perek, it says, Kivyacha Hashem alokecha l'aretz asher tov Hashem l'ishto, when Hashem will bring you into the land which you're coming to inherit, v'noshal goyim rabim panecha, he'll drive out great nations from before you, Achiti, Vagirgoshi, Vahamori, Vaknani, Vaprizi, Vachiva, Vaivusi, Shiva, Goyim, Rab, Matsu, Mecca. I think there's only Pasuk in Chumash. Actually, all the seven Amamin all mention the same Pasuk. Usually only six of them mention or less. Only one Pasuk where all seven nations are mentioned. That's this Pasuk in Bacha Vashanan, Mark Zion, Pasuk Aleph. So it says, all these nations, Achiti, Vagirgoshi, Vahamori, Vaknani, Vaprizi, Vachiva, Vusi, Shiva, Goyim, Rab, Matsu, Mecca. These seven nations will be driven out. Pasuk Beis, and the Son Hashem Alkecha Banach Vikisom, Hashem will give them over to you, and you will defeat them. Hacharim Tachrim Osam, you have to wipe them out. Lo Sichos Lehem Bris, you're not allowed to make any treaties with them. Lo Sichonem, you can't show them any favor. And then Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sishchatim Bom. Right, you're not allowed to marry them, right? And the Torah specifies, Bitcha lo sitein livno, don't give your daughters to their sons, uvitol lo sikach livnecha, don't take their daughters to your sons, right? That seems to be an open and shut case, prohibiting marriage. And it says the reason behind this mitzvah, it says the next pasuk, ki yosir es bincha me'acharai, for he will lead your son astray from away from me, v'avdol him achrim, the next generation will end up worshipping other gods, v'chorof Hashem bochem, and Hashem will get angry, v'shmincha me'acharai, I'll destroy you. Rather, what do you do? Kim kosaf sulham izuchosim, titot sumatsevasim tashaber, v'asherehem tikadenum, sil tisum reish, you destroy all of their idols. So that's the first five psukim parag zayin of Chumash Dvarim. So it says in Pasuk Gimel, just as an aside, The next pasuk is a pasuk which is cited sometimes as a proof for the concept of what we call matrilineal descent. Because the pasuk says, Lo sitzad, let's look at it closely, Lo sitzchatein bom, don't marry them, bitcha lo sitein livno, don't give your daughters, Jewish daughters, to the goyish sons, to the goyish men, uvito, don't take his daughters, the goyish daughters, for your sons. Then it says, Ki Yosir has been chomacharai, because he will lead your son away from me. So what do you mean, who's the he? Who's the he that's going to lead your son? Your son's not marrying a man, your son's marrying a girl. So it should say, Ki Sosir as bincha, she will lead your son. Or alternatively, it would say, Ki Yosir as bincha, he'll lead your daughter. Right? I mean, if the guy is the one who's leading the Jew astray, so should either say, if you want to say that the object is bincha, your son, so should say, Ki Sosir as bincha, she will lead your daughter. And if you want to say that it's talking about the son, so it's talking about the daughter, so it should say Ki Yosir es Bincha. I mean, so why does it say Ki Yosir es Bincha? So there are those who explain that it's referring to the next generation, the child, the product of this union, the product of this relationship, the grandchild. Ki Yosir es Bincha, he, the non-Jewish man, will lead your son, meaning your grandson, Bnei Bonim Harein Kebonim, it means your grandson, he will lead your grandson away. Now, if there's concern for that, that means that child is Jewish. Right? In other words, if there is a concern that this child will be led away from the path of Hashem, that means it's a Jewish child. Ki Yosir es Bincha, he, the non-Jewish father of this boy, will lead this boy astray. He'll make him put up a Christmas tree or whatever, so that he'll educate him in the way of their religion. So, Ki Yosir es Bincha. Now, the other way, apparently we're not concerned. In other words, if you're going to have the Goyish mother, it doesn't say we're also concerned the mother will lead her child astray. Because that's not your child. That's not a Jewish child anyway. So this is a remnant, so to speak, to the concept of matrilineal descent. Okay. There are a few other psukim. There are a few other psukim, but nothing says straight out. It's a Mishnah Kedushin, the third paragraph, the end of the third paragraph of Mishnah.
There is a Mishnah that says patrilineal.
What? What's that?
There is a Mishnah.
Yeah. That's why I can't have a Mefusha Pasuk. But again, the Mishnah in Kedushin, the Paragim, I think it's Mishnah Yudbeis, says that any time there's it goes after the mother when there's an intermarriage. When it's within Jews, then it goes after the father. Let's say Kohen Levi Yisrael, determined by the father. Then if it's Jews that are married, but the Chiyuv Kari, so the child's Chiyuv Gil Arayah, so then it's the child's mom there, and so on. So that's all spelled out in the Mishnah in Kedushin. But anyway, back to our topic. So lechora about intermarriage would seem to be an open and shut case. There's no sitchatein bom, finished. So you're not allowed to marry them. The fact of the matter is, intermarriage is not a new problem that came with the United States in the 20th and 21st century. We find in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah that when the Jews came back at the time of the Bayis Sheni, historically, there was a major problem. The Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Kof Gimel, Gam Bayam Ahem, Ezra and Nehemiah, we divided the two books, really one book, Ezra. But in the section that we call it, like Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, really is one sefer, just divided into two parts by the non-Jewish scholars, so we just refer to it that way, for references purposes. Really, only one book in the list of.
It was for debate purposes.
Yeah, it? Probably. Yeah.
Why
we kept it? Yeah, but in other words, when you look in the list, it says there are eight books in Nevi'im, so the Shmuel and Malachim count as one. I remember, the joke is you hear from the tour guide in Eretz Yisrael, you come to Kever Shmuel, so someone asks, is it Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? But anyway, so. So it says in the Nehemiah, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, I don't know if it's true, but it's only a story. It says, Gambay Mahem, then Ezra says, Gambay Mahem, Ra'isis HaYehudim, Hoshivu Noshim, Ashdodios, Ammonios, Moavios. Now it's noticed that many of the Jews are married to girls who are Ashdodios, Ammonios, Moavios. And here's the result in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uvneim, Chatzim, Medabra, Ashdodios. The children, half of them only speak the other language. Ve'ena Makir, Medabra, Yehudis. They don't know the Jewish language. Suppose it says in the Nehemiah, this is not a new problem, it's an old problem. Many of the children don't even know how to speak the Jewish language. Angry and scream at them, I'm making them, everybody swear by God, make all the Jews swear. This was a bris. Ezra reestablished, had a bris amona, had a separate new covenant, so to speak, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, to get all the Jews to commit themselves to Torah and to Judaism, and one of the things was to get rid of the non-Jewish wives. Another pasuk in the Chemi, pasuk Yud, Very good, rather. If you talk him earlier, it says in Pasuk Lamed Machzikim Alachem Adim Uvoim Ba'olo Vishua. We want everybody to come and take accept the Shul Aleches B'Torah Selukim, to accept the Torah and Son Hashem Nidim Biad Moshe Velukim. The Lishmor V'Lasas Kol Mitzvah Hashem Adoneinu Mishpat V'Chukov, to keep all of the mitzvahs. V'Asher Lo Nitein Benosin La'Meh Haaretz Es Benosin Lo Nikach Levaneinu. So you see, the Ezra Nechemi also very much screamed against intermarriage. So the Chora, we have a Pasuk in Parshas Chanan which absolutely outlaws it. However, there's one problem with that Pasuk. And that is that it says, "Velo si chaten bom," the pronoun. It says, "Don't marry them." Who's the them? So you look at the psukim. The previous pasuk said, mentioned all the shira amen by name, and that was in pasuk galav. In pasuk beis, it says, "Hachrim tachrim osam," wipe them out. Who are we talking about? We're talking about those seven nations. So maybe
after some every guy is something.
Yeah, but right. So, but the thing is that it's
right.
So that's you could say, but that's true. But there are 70 nations, so you call the parish Ruach parish, right? The robe is not from the seven. That's the point. The robe is enough. That's why you can't kill every guy. It's something maybe I'm like, you know, so it's right. So it's but that's because called the parish Ruach parish. But anyway, the idea that the bomb only refers to the Shiva Amin is actually one day. It's a machlokas and Avodah Zarah in that same daf lamed vavmer beis. Yeah, the Gemara says Avodah Zarah. There seems to be a gzera on the Rabbanon, so the Gemara is against them intermarrying, right? A special type of gzera. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a deraisa, the Shivlos Chatenbom. So the Gemara answers, deraisa Zayin Umos. The deraisa is only on the Zayin Umos. Avashavikom lo. Later on, they added the of the Chavim, maybe on a Darbanon level. Well, exactly what that Gemara is referring to, maybe we'll see a little later. But the point is, there's one man of a Chachamim, and that Gemara seems to say, Lo Sishchatim Bom. Bom means only the Shira Amin. That's the context. Comes along of Shumi Yochai, but Shumi Yochai, the Amar, no. Because Shumi Yochai has to look at all the Psukim. The very next Pasuk says, we mentioned before, what's the concern here? Ki Yosir is Bincha. Right? He's going to lead your child astray, away from the path of Judaism. So, says the Shemir Chai, so that's telling you that it's all non-Jews. If the concern is that the result is going to be that the Jews are not going to observe the Torah and the Mitzvahs anymore, so that's the Shemir Chai's lashon is, Ki Yosef Bin Chavam L'Rabos Kol HaMisiros. All people will lead astray. What do you mean only the seven nations? Not only the seven nations, okay? So he says, so what do you need the Gzera Darbanon for? So he says, Ela Daraisa Ishus Derechasnus, the Pasuk Los Ischatim Bam. And the Darbanon was added that even if Derechnus is also Nisha, fine. But whatever the technicality is there, but Rav Shimon Yochai learns, oh, it doesn't only mean the Shiva Amim, it means all non-Jews. As the Haraya, the very next Pasuk says, Ki Yosir Es Bincha, we're talking about that they're going to lead the Jews astray and away from the path of Torah. So that applies to all Gentiles. It doesn't only apply to the Shiva Amim. So you ask, why does it mention Shiva Amim? Because practically speaking, that's who the Jews are going to be meeting up with at that time. They weren't going to meet any Chinese people. They weren't going to meet any Eskimos. So it doesn't have to mention them in the Pasuk because that's not who they were meeting. They were meeting the Shiva Amin. So have all these dinim that apply to Shiva Amin. And also don't marry them. But obviously the prohibition says that Shimon Rechai goes on all non-Jews. How do we paskin? So the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, we know we paskin intermarriage is also, but how do we paskin as to the source? So the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, Luchus Yisur B'Alocha Aleph, where I'm right, Yisrael Sheboal Akum Mishar HaUmos Derech Ishus, a Jew who had relations with a non-Jew from any nation through Ishus, through marriage, or vice versa, Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, Shenivel Al Akum, had relations with a non-Jewish man. Either way, Derech Ishus, Harei Lelokin Shema Los Ischatim Bom, you violate Los Ischatim Bom, Bitcha Los Tinubro, Bitcha Los Ischachud Mecha. Says the Rambam of Furish, Echad Shiva Amamin, the Echad Kol Umos B'Yisrazeh. So Rambam passes like a Shem Yechai, he swears openly, he says, whether it's the Shiva Amamin or other nations, all one, they're all in the same Isser, the Chain Mefurish Aide Ezra, and he quotes that Pasuk from Ezra that I just mentioned before. Rambam calls it, it's in Sefer Ezra, in our division it's in Nechemi, but it's one Sefer. Rambam says, the Chain Mefurish Aide Ezra, Vashel Lenitin, Ebenosim Ameharz, Ebenosino, Ebenosim, Lo Nikach Livneino. So the Rambam says, clearly it applies to everybody. As we'll see shortly, the Pasuk in Ezra is significant because the fact is, as Yehuda alluded to before, that's after Samcheir is Bilbo's Kolom Kulo. Okay, we'll see that momentarily. But there was no more, in the days of Ezra, you can't say that it was Kananim and Chittim that he was talking about because those nations didn't exist anymore by the days of Ezra. So we'll come back to that point. So the Rambam Pasuk Zekav Shem Yochai. However, the Tur, interestingly, in Evan Ezra Simon Tezayim, the Tur says, Mirali, She'enoi Ela B'Zayin Akum. He says, no, the Yisrael Los Yishchatim Bom, excuse me, Lisa Los Chatan Bum is only by the seven nations. The low Kamal and Krib Shimon. We don't pass. Look, when I said Shimon Yochai is a Gahdas Yochai, it seems to be the Chacham against the Shimon Yochai. So the Rambam passes like a Shimon Yochai, but the Tur says not that way. The Tur says the low Kamal and Krib Shimon. The Omer Kiyas of Abbas Kolam Asiyun. Okay, so he says, no, he has a different explanation, but whatever it is, it seems to be Machlokas of Shimon Yochai and the Chacham, and Machlokas of Amnon too out of Paschim. So according to the Rambam, we really are finished. The Yisr of Los Yishchatin Bom applies to all non-Jews. What about according to the Tur? Obviously the Tur doesn't say it's Mutter. Okay, so the question is, what's the address of the Yisr? That's what we want to get to tonight. The whole purpose is to get the address of the Yisr. So according to the Rambam, we all know that intermarriage is also. No, I'm not going to propose anything otherwise here. But the question is, what's the address of this well-known prohibition? So according to the Rambam, the address is the Pasuk in Vers Chanan, Los Yishchatin Bom. According to the Torah, that's not the address, because that Pasuk, he passed like the Chachamim. That Pasuk is only talking about the Zion Amamin. So what's his marker? So someone David alluded to before. We have in the end of Parshas Balak, the famous story with Pinchas. Right, the Pasuk says there that the Jewish people, the Jewish people got involved with Midianite women. Right, Moabite Midianite women, and they ended up worshipping Baal Peor, and there was this whole plague. Because it says 24,000 people died. That's a tremendous number. Just by way of contrast, and I'm not comparing, I'm just showing you, by the Eagle, 3,000 died. By this Maisa Baal Peor, 24,000. This is just for reference purposes. Not trying to say one is worse than the other, I'm just pointing it out. The 24,000 people, probably mostly it seems from the tribe of Shimon, perished in the issue of Baal Peor. So as everybody knows, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Chafei, the end of Parshas Balak, V'hinei ish v'nei Yisrael bo v'yakur v'lecho v'sav midyanis l'enei Moshe l'enei kol v'adas v'nei Yisrael v'hem avochim Pesach ha'omoed. A certain Jew was identified later as Zimri ben Salu from the tribe of Shimon. He took a girl, a Midianite girl, right, called Yuhasur, identified later also, and he paraded her right in front of Moshe and right in front of everybody, and as if to say, you know, he's going to do have his way with her and do whatever he wants and, you know, just try and stop me. So Pinchas couldn't tolerate this. As Vayar Pinchas ben Ozben Aaron HaKohen, Vayakum Itachayr Vaykach Romach V'yado, he took his spear. Vayavo Achar Ishiz Olakuba, he went right into the room where they were. And Vayidkor Shnem, he pierced both of them, he stabbed both of them. It's a pretty good shot with the spear, you know, it goes through both of them at once. Right, and then Magayfa ended, and we know in the next edge of Parshas Pinchas is rewarded for this. So the question is, wait a minute. I mean, we understand why Pinchas did it, why he was so angry and so on, but what happened to the process of Abedin and Adim and Asura, all the usual things that we require? I mean, it's true, it's a bad thing, but don't we normally have certain procedures of how to deal with people who violate halacha? Where's Pinchas come off just going and taking vigilante justice? You know, he runs into the tent and he kills two people, including a Jewish leader. Matter of fact, the Medrash tells the people of Shimon were furious. You know, how could Pinchas give him the right to do that? You know, you have a case, so go to Bezdin, we have a Sanhedrin, and take care of it. What do you go and take care of it by yourself? So, as someone alluded to before, and David said it before, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph Mubeis, the Habol Aramis Kanoin Pogimbo. If somebody has relations with an Aramis, that means a non-Jew, non-Jewish woman, not just an Armenian, but in general, non-Jewish woman, Kanoin Pogimbo. Somebody who is a Kanoi, a zealot, for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person did a flagrant, you know, a flagrant foul. So this is a flagrant violation. You know, right in front of Moshe, this is a trampling of the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To somebody who's a kanoi, he's allowed to, for that, this is a restricted purpose, can take the law into his own hands, and Pogim can actually go ahead and kill the person. And the Gemara there on Pei Beis Amar Aleph fills in the blanks of the story that this Zimri ben Salu went up to Moshe Rabbeinu with this girl, and he said to her, listen, says, talked to disrespect to Moshe. Hey Ben Amram, I called my last name, you know, hey Schwartz, right? So hey Ben Amram, is this girl Mutter or is this girl Asur? And before he gave him a chance, Tomar Asura Bas Yisro Mihiti Ulecho. And if you're going to tell me she's also, so who allowed you to marry a girl from Midian? Moshe also married a girl from Midian, Tzipora. Now the Teretz is, that was before Matan Torah, and maybe Tzipora converted and whatever else. But that's what Zimri said. And the Gemara tells us this is one of the places, this Alma Mimenu Halacha. Moshe temporarily forgot the din. Forgot what the halacha was in this case. Didn't know what to do. But there are a few places where we find that Moshe forgot the halacha. This is one of the places. There are four that are more mefurish in the Torah. Here the Gemara has it. But the four that are in the Torah is Pesach Sheni, forgot the halacha, and Rav Noslav Chalitza got the halacha by the Mekoshesh and by the Gadim. But okay, here in the Gemara also says Nisal min halacha, and everyone was upset. And finally, by our Pinchas, Mal Pinchas saw. What did he see? The Gemara says Ra Maisa v'Niska halacha. Amalo Achi Avi Abba. You know, Uncle Moshe. You know, my grandfather's brother, Uncle. Didn't you tell us Lo Kachli Maratana Buriditukom Arsina Abola Sakusis Kanan Pogavol? You taught us the din. He's running out. You taught us that I'm going to take the law on hands. That's the din you taught us. Buriditukom Arsina. So what do we call such a din? Halacha l'moshe misina. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a halacha l'moshe misina. We have many halachas that are not specified in the Torah, even though they're dinim d'oraisa. Let's say the fact that tefillin have to be black. It doesn't say that in the Chumash. We know that tefillin can't have multicolored tefillin, other colors, and they look nicer, but you're not allowed to have other tefillin other than black. That's halacha l'moshe misina. Many dinim. All the shiurim, you know, kezayis and kebetz, all those shiurim. Also, the Gemara says in a few places, halacha l'moshe misina, right? 40 saw by mikvah. All the shiurim, halacha l'moshe misina. So there are many halacha l'moshe misina. So this is one of them. That Kabbalah Aram is coming Pogimbo, and Moshe said, you got to go do it because you're the one who remembered the din. So good. So that's what. So there we see that for having relations with a Midianite woman, so Cosby Vastu is deserving of death. So Gemara asks on the bottom of Payalah from the base, going over the top. So Gemara asks on the next time, Boy Miner of Kahanam Rab, Lo Pogobo Kahanam Mahu. What if there are no Kanoim there to be, then it's Mutter? I mean, it was just Zimri's dumb luck that Pinchas happened to be there that day. You know what I mean? So the next time, we'll be more careful, look around, make sure no Kanoim around, and do it. So what does it mean? It suddenly becomes Mutter if there are no Kanoim around. It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara asks, what happened to the no Kanoim? So Gemara answers based on a Pasuk in Malachi. Malachi in the end of Treyosar, right? Malachi is the last Navi we ever had. Chagas Achai Malachi all lived in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. They were contemporaries actually of Ezra and Nechemiah. In fact, there's one opinion in the Gemara that Malachi was a nickname for Ezra. Another opinion I think says Malachi was a nickname for Mordechai from the Purim story. I think another opinion is that Malachi was Malachi. It was a separate fellow. But anyway, wherever he was, it says Malachi Perek Beis, it says Pasuk Yud Aleph, huh? That's whatever exactly it was, but he's certainly a contemporary of Ezra Nechemiah. See, he noticed the same problem that Ezra Nechemiah complained about, the intermarriage problem. So it says there, Bog the Yehuda, the Soiva, Nesab Yisrael of Yerushalayim, right, the Jewish people have betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the terrible things have happened in Yerushalayim. Kichil Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Hevu Vo'al Bas El Nechor. Jews are marrying, having a relation with the girls from other religions. And the next pasuk said, Yachreis Hashem lo isha sheyaseno. Hashem will punish with kares. So you see in the Navi, therefore, that the punishment there is kares. In other words, if there's a kanoi around, the kanoi takes care of it. If there's no kanoi around, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of it and gives it kares. So we see from these psukim that having a relation with a Midianite woman, or, as we see in Malachi, any type of goy, the punishment is kares. So therefore, even if you don't accept the source in the pasuk of Osis Chatin Bam, like you want to hold like the tour based on the Chachamim, that's only talking about Zion Amin. But here we have the story with Pinchas, and confirmed by the psukim in Ezra Nechemim, by Malachi, that we have an Isser, that's an Isser kares, and it's an Isser Misa, if there's a kanoi around, kanoi in Pogimbo. And you're going to tell me, like we said before, maybe that's also restricted just to those people, Moab and Ammon. So that's not true, because the famous Mishnah, the Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal, that's where it says, but the Gemara quotes in a few places, in Brachos and other places, that Sancherev, Ola Sancherev Bilbel Eskola Olam. Sancherev mixed everybody up. Sancherev was a general, was a leader of the nation of Ashur, Assyria, not to be confused with Syria, although it's in the same general, since we've been in the same general location, I guess to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, right? But there's a nation called Ashur, and about 150 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Sancherev and his troops came in and conquered most of the Middle East, including the Northern Kingdom. That's how the 10 lost tribes got lost. He came in and conquered the Northern Kingdom, got rid of the 10 tribes, exiled them away. He failed to conquer Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim stood for 150 years or so, until a little less than that, until the Korban Bayis Rishon by the Babylonians. But Sancherev, Melech Ashur, came. So what did he do? Sancherev was a clever guy. He understood that, you know, you conquer nations, so they're going to be itching to revolt, right? The nation gets taken over, so they want their independence. They're going to fight back. And it's very hard to contain a population of people trying to fight back, especially if they have what we call in sports, right, the home field advantage. home ice advantage, whatever, home court advantage. Because when you're living in a country, so you know where all the good ambush places are, where all the good hiding places are, where you can stay. A guy coming from overseas or from some other country doesn't know, so he's at a disadvantage. When you study American history, that's one of the ways that the American colonists were able to defeat the British in the Revolutionary War. Even though the British was a much more powerful army, they came with uniforms and muskets, and George Washington had a bunch of teenagers, you know, kids with no weapons, and he read some of his letters from the front. It's unbelievable. Everybody will manage nothing. And somehow the American colonists are able to win. So there's two reasons why, really. One,
no,
huh?
No, game gear.
Exactly. That's right. They were out of fine. Right. It wasn't virtual. Right. But one of the things that they say is that, number one, again, you know the territory. Number two, there's a difference with in the passion and the intensity you put into a fight when you're fighting for your own farm, your own house, as opposed to this other guy who traveled 3,000 miles away, he has to fight. He probably didn't care that much who wins or lose. He's trying to stay alive, you know, and he'd like to win, but I don't think it mattered to him that much, you know, it matters as much as a fellow fighting for his own land, right? So that's what happened. So Sancheirav understood this in the ancient world. Sancheirav was with it. Sancheirav went ahead, and what did he do? He transplanted the populations, moved the people from here to there, from there to here, mixed everybody up. So everybody's living in a foreign place. Nobody has the home field. No one's fighting for their own farms. Right? And then everybody quite quickly intermingled, even the Jews, even the 10 tribes. They got lost pretty quickly. The Shir by itself, a question by itself, really. You know, how did that happen so fast? But whatever it is, that's what Sancheirav did. So after the days of Sancheirav, there's no more Knanis and Chiti and Amori and Amalek and Midian and Moab and Amad. They don't exist anymore. There might be people called themselves by them, but Alalocha, they don't exist. That's what the Mishnah says in Yadayim. The Gemara quotes in a number of places. So clearly, the Psukim in Malachi, and likewise in Ezra Nechemiah, they're not talking about any particular nation. It seems to be talking about all non-Jews. Just as an aside, the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah there in Sanhedrin, Paraktes Mishnah Vav, talks about the whole din of Bo'el Aram Niskanoim Pogim Bo. He says, first of all, so he mentions a few things, otherwise it's Kareis, and he quotes the Psukim we mentioned. Bo'el Aram Yishivo Bas Ovid Avarazon Far Hesir, we'll come back to that. Ubishas Maisik, he's on Pinchas. Aval Achar Shibu'el Pirish, Oshaleh Bekal Yisrael, Oshayin Ovid Avarazor, also the Hargol. Yishim Rechuyav Kareis Al Bas Ovid Avarazor. He says, if it's after the Maisir, when do we say Kanoim Pogim Bo? It has to be right at that time. Can't be 3 days later, go, oh, he did that, I'm going to go kill him. Right, it has to be Bishas Maisa. That's one important rule about Kanoim Pogim Bo. Another thing that comes out, he quotes the Psukim, and says at the end also, he says, V'im yishalanu ha-kanoi im yifkabo im lo, if the kanoi es ha-shayla. He goes to the Rambam and says, I'm a kanoi, I'd like to go kill him. I'm allowed to do it. So the Rambam says, afil hubishas mais, even if the mais is still going on, ain mor im lo. Halacha is no. That's what we call halacha, the ain morin came. Very strange. Yes, sir. You have to read the Gemara. The Pinchas told Moshe. He didn't ask him. He told him. Okay, that's you have to read it. So it's very. Otherwise, it's what we call a halacha. The ain morin came. It's very strange. What do you mean? It's halacha. Yes, the halacha. Right? The halacha is that a kanoi can kill him. The kanoi asks, "Can I kill him?" We tell him, "No." What do you mean? I thought the halacha. That's the halacha.
Yeah, because if so you ask, you're not a kanoi.
Exactly. That's how I'm unfortunately explained. If you ask, you have the presence of mind to ask a shaila. What's the whole idea of a kanoi? The whole idea of a kanoi is that he's so disturbed about this flagrant trampling of the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he needs to respond immediately. He can't, if he goes there already, has a presence of mind to go, so shall it mean? It doesn't bother that much. It doesn't make him a bad person. It's just, it's keeping this on, like they're saying. It doesn't burn, you know. It's like a person looks, I'm going for a walk with my wife, and a fellow walks up and spits in her face. So either I'll be angry, so I'm going to punch the fellow. What kind of business is that? Well, if I ask my wife, I say, listen, what do you think? Should I react to this or not? So if you ask that question, it didn't bother you so much. Then she'll hit you. You know, but either way. Someone's going to hit me either way. So, but Lemaisa, you know, if it doesn't bother you that much, you can ask. You have the presence of mind. I mean, it didn't bother you that much. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch rules this way in Simon Tes Zion of Evan HaEzer, Siv Beis, Abo al Akusis, Imlo pogubo kanoim, Abola kusis imlo pogubo kanoim, let's say there were no kanoim around, or we don't have that din today maybe. Velo hilku bezin, and bezin also didn't give him malchus. Hare oncho mefurish bediva hakabola, in the words of the Navi, it's clear, shehi bekaris, and he quotes that pasuk from Malachi. Shenemar, in the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra Simon Tazayin, Siv Beis, Shenemar, ki chilo Yehuda kodesh Hashem, asher ahevu boabas el beis el necho, yachres Hashem, lisa asher senen, and so on and so forth. Okay, the Ramah adds, and aside, we mentioned before, Vavon ze yesh bo hefset she'ein b'chol arayas. This sin has a downside that no other Gil Arayas have, namely, that the child is going to be a goy. Right? The child's not going to be Jewish. So he mentions that point over here too. Now, excuse me, the Chalkas Mechokek seems to say that the Chalkas Mechokek is one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra on the side, where we have, let's say in the Yoredei, you have the Shach and the Taz, and in Aruch Chaim you have the Taz and the Mogen Avraham, so in the Eben Ezra you have the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel. So the Chalkas Mechokek, Mr. Cotton Hay says, Yiloshan Zeh Mashma, it appears from the language of the Chabra, the only time there's an is Kigon Derech Ishus O Farhesya. If it's through marriage or it's b'farhesia, but if it's b'tzina, then it wouldn't apply. It would only be b'farhesia. It would not be chiyukaris. However, the Beis Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference. Others say that it doesn't matter. Even afilu b'al b'tzina. What do you mean b'farhesia? What do you mean farhesia means? The sexual act has to be in public. That cannot be b'farhesia. What does it mean? So first of all, in general, the Gemara says that Hedin Ayin Dal and Bey is Kama for Hesse on Yaakov and Yochanan Ayin for Hesse B'chus Me'as Sora. That's by Kiddush Hashem. Yes, it says Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael and so on. And the question is, what about if one of them is a Goy? The Gemara discusses that. So it has to be Asor Yisrael. So the Gemara there at the end of that sugya says, well, Esther for Hesse Yahava. What about Esther from Purim? She slept with a Goy. She was married to Achashverosh. That's the Gemara's test. Before the Torah, the Gemara's Akasha. What do you mean? How does Esther went ahead and had the relation with a non-Jew? You're going to tell me that her life was in danger? It's true, her life would have been in danger. We saw how Achashverosh reacted to the first wife when she didn't do what he wanted. And so obviously, if she would react and say she's not going to go to bed with him, so he'd kill her. But okay, if this is one of the Arayas, that's one of the Arga Yavar. Okay, that's what the Ramor writes in that same Eben Ezra in the Zion Tzid Beis. He says, Ruhu bichlal arayas v'dina lahar gal yavar kamo b'shar arayas. He paskins that there's the gila arayas, you have the har gal yavar.
If it's b'farheshia, even if it's right, even if it's different choices than we do.
Good.
Right, then
so the Gemara has two terrors are going to cover both. The Gemara terrors are going to cover both. One answer to the Gemara is Esther karka olam ha'isa. In the act of sexual relations, so the woman can be very passive. It doesn't have to be an active participant in the same way. That's karka olam. Or Rava Amar Hanos Atzman Shana is a different din. Achashverosh here wasn't doing it. He was doing it for his own physical pleasure. He wasn't doing it to get the Jews to renege on their commitment and so on. So it's a different story. But what I'm interested in is not so much the Esther issue, but the issue of Farheska. You see that point, Esther was Farhesia. They were sleeping in front of all these people. No, it means it's known. That's the point. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Asin in Kuf Nun Zion, when it speaks about Kiddush Hashem, talks about Farhesia, the Shach there, and Shivkot and Dal writes, Ein Ratzor Olam B'fnehem Mamish. Doesn't always have to be B'fnehem, literally. Rather, Ela Sheyodim Me'Havera. So therefore, when it comes to intermarriage, that's the point I'm trying to bring out here, so marriage is known. A married couple, they live together. I mean, you don't have to have that, someone has to know that they were sleeping together. The moment they formalize this arrangement as a marriage, so it's understood that a marriage means, that they're living together. Even if you don't have actually, any riots or that they slept together, it's understood. So therefore, if a couple, a Jew and a non-Jew go ahead and get married, so then clearly that marriage is well known. It's known that that's what people do. At least 10 people know about it. So therefore, this issue will be in place. Now, it's interesting. There's a question: does this idea of Kanoim Pogambo go both directions? Because what if, in the case of Pinchas, so we have the case. Pinchas was the Zimri was the male was a Jew, and the girl Cosby was a non-Jew. So the Ramban and the Milchamas from Sanhedrin, and that's Sugya Ayin Dalam Beis, it's page Yud Ches and Aleph in the pages of the Rif. The Ramban writes, Mistabra, the Yisrael habol anachris mikri gilei arayis mishum the kanoim pogimbo. Right, a Yisrael with a Nachris, a male Jew with a female non-Jew, like in the case of Zimri and Pinchas' case, Zimri and Cosby. So then it's Kanoim Pogambo, so that's Gilei Arayis. Okay? And therefore it's one of the Chayvei Krisus and so on. However, Ava Niveles Nina Nachri Ein Pogambo Kanoim. A Niveles, a girl, a Jewish girl, has relations with a non-Jewish man. That is not a case of Kanoim Pogambo. That's according to Ramban. The Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai Nivomis Parag Dalatim Kuf Ches says, the Gama Niveles are Ramoi Kanoim Pogambo. Even a Niveles, even a girl, so it also Kanoim Pogambo. So Machlokes Rishonim. Okay? the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Seif Aleph and the Ramor Paskins, Oved Kochov Ma'abol Ba'as Yisrael Eino Bechlal Gila Raya. See, Paskin like Ramban. Ramor said that would not be in the category of Gila Raya. It doesn't mean it's Mutter, but it's not in the category of Gila Raya. For the purpose, explains the Shachrens of Kotin Yud Beis, for the purpose of Yehar Gwa Yavor. He quotes this from Ramban and from Iran and Rabbi Yerucham and others, even though, as we said before, the Mordechai disagrees. Okay? And, so this is the, again, we're talking about Esther and so on.
Well, what is it? Yeah. Someone else in the
tree? That's a very good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. They'll come on, I guess. Yeah, they're afraid of the king.
I mean, the Gemara in Sanhedrin was not sure that he was going to be...
The question is that
it's close to
that.
Yeah, the question is, could someone have killed him?
Someone has killed him.
Could someone have been
quicker on the draw than Shlomo HaMelech? I mean, at the same time as it's
Habershus
to kill the guy.
Yeah.
The guy is now
defend himself.
You're a road agent.
Right, that's the truth of the matter. The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara says that had Zimri defend himself, and Pinchas would have been guilty as a brother. He would not have been.
I think first of all, probably Eggard.
Anyway, there is another. So we have now so far two addresses for the issue of intermarriage. One is the Pesach Sishchatin Bamakorin Tassam, and the other is the story of Karayim Pogimbo. Even though, in some ways it's less direct, but it is the Chi of Karis. That's for sure. So therefore, it's also, and it seems to apply all. And the only question is, does it work in both directions? It would seem that the issue would work in both directions, even though the Karayim Pogimbo may not, or the definition of Gilarais may not. If you hold that, it's conceivable that is the source of Pinchas would not cover a Jewish girl and a non-Jewish man. But there is yet another possible source. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perkov Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Lo siya kadesh mibn Yisrael, but lo siya kadesh mibn Yisrael. It says that they cannot have any a kadesh. A kadesh is usually translated as a prostitute. So a Jewish woman cannot become a prostitute.
You have to come
right?
Back if you said
Kedusha,
right?
Yeah, Vala. Kedusha is a different word. Okay, Kedusha, 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 maybe Kedusha means a male prostitute, or whether for homosexual relations or just other sexual favors with women, but that's not allowed. We look at the Targum Unklus there, on Lo Siya Kedesha, Lo Siya Lo Yiya Kodesh, Me Yisrael. Here I'll read you the Targum Unklus. Lo Sehei Itza, Mibnos Yisrael, Legvar Avad. Velo Yosef Gavar Mnei Yisrael, Itza Oma. The Targum Unklus understands Kedesha is that a Jewish girl should not sleep with a non-Jewish man. Okay, and a Jewish man should not sleep with a non-Jewish woman. Gvar Avad and Amma, Evad and Amma, meaning a non-Jews. So that's how he defines Kadesh and Kadesha. According to Targum Unklus, you have this pasuk, which is nothing to do, with any of the sources we had before, but yet it's certainly a third possible mokor, at least again, some translate Kadesha and Kadesha as, again, referring to prostitution.
Is there any other
I didn't want to say it, translate the pasuk that way, I don't know.
But you got it from somewhere.
Yeah, right. But the question is, the other Mishnah, I don't know. But that's what he says. I'll read it again. Lo sehei itza mimnas Yisrael, legvar ava, velo yisav gavar mnei Yisrael, itza ama. So he learns it from there. So that's another possible mokor for this of intermarriage. There's one other interesting thing, which I think I heard the name of the Rav. I'm not sure. If you take a look in the end of Parshas Achrimos, we have the forbidden sexual relations of Parsha Arayas. That's related to Mincha time on Yom Kippur. Right? So at the end of Parsha Achrimos. So let's take a look what it says. One second. Just a moment. Yeah. So here we have, right? Just to read a few samples. Right, the man cannot have any relationship with sexual relation with a relative. Father, mother, right, your father's wife may not be your mother, sisters and sons and daughters, and all the incestuous relationships, right? And a woman and her daughter, and a woman she's in need of, all of the prohibitions, and all of a sudden it mentions in Pasuk Kaf Aleph of Perek Yud Ches in Vayikra. You're also not allowed to have your children be given over or passed through the fire for the molech. Whatever the molech was, some form of idolatry. Apparently, it you know, it had something to do with the fire, whether the children were put in the fire or through the fire, exactly, whether it was a form of human sacrifice, but it was some form of idolatry. So the question is, what in the world is it's out of place? And then it goes on, talks about relations with a man, you know, homosexual relations and bestiality, you know, it's just like you have all the arayas and suddenly also molech. It's just out of place. Right? And it's the only one of the sin in this whole area that has nothing to do with sexual conduct. Seems to be completely out of place. So, the Rav, I think, and I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik said this, I didn't hear it from him, and I cannot remember accurately whether I heard his name, but I believe it was his name. He said, no, because we go back to the original pasuk about intermarriage, so what's the concern? The concern is that the children are going to be led to a different religion. So Mamela, that's why it's here. Because how is it possible Jews will get involved in such activities as a molech if they'll marry non-Jews? So then they're going to possibly end up doing things like Avodah Zarah of the molech. That's what he suggests. Just Alderach Jewish, not the pshat, but Alderach Jewish. The reason the molech parsha is stuck right, the pasuk is stuck right here in this parsha, is because it's a form of intermarriage, so to speak. It relates to the results, so to speak, of intermarriage. So maybe there's a remez here also in the parsha of Arayas regarding intermarriage. So it ends up that we have four possible addresses. I mean, it's just ironic that it's not as clear as you might like. Again, according to the Rambam, it's very clear. Losi shatim bom. But the others didn't learn like that. It means marriage. Okay. So this mention also, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin at same sugya on Pei Beis. I'll mention now because it's almost Hanukkah. The Gemara says, "Ki also avdimu amar beis dino shel chashmonoi, the bezin of chashmonoi." Gozu habol akusus chayav aleha mishum various things. You're chayav various nida shivcha goya zona. It can be have a relation with her. You violate the whole pack of yisurim at once. Okay, but there's no issues with it. But as some say, it is issues of machoker, it's nashgan. But whatever it is, the bezin chashmona goes to additional yisurim that you're over, so to speak, when you're involved with a non-Jew. Also, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, by Avraham Avinu, which says, "Lios l'chol l'kim l'zaracha harecha." Okay, what was Hashem telling Avraham? "Hachi kara lo simsav avodas kachav b'shivcha, lo lezul zaracha basra." That Avraham Avinu was already warned about this. You know, don't let your children marry non-Jews and so on, because they'll follow them. So just to end, the Gemara says in Erevin, on Daf Yud Tes, the Gemara tells a famous Gemara. It says, "Amar Ish Lakish, Poshe Yisrael Einor Gehenim Shaletis Pan." Even Poshe Yisrael, even the Jews who are fully observant, right? We'll put it that way. Einor Gehenim Shaletis Pan. Oh, before I read that, I want to mention one other thing. Sorry, I just mentioned when we spoke about the Alach Lamosh Misina, right? According to the Gemara, it's Alach Lamosh Misina at Kanaim Pogimbo. So I said, Pinchas said to Moshe, I mean, didn't you teach us this when you came down from Harsinai? But Alach Lamosh Misinai. So I once heard the name of the Lubavitch Rebbe Zalman Baruch Nachman Elshinusen said, well, what is Lashon Brit from Harsinai? Why did you say it's Alach Lamosh Misinai? Why did you taught us when you came down from Harsinai? What did Moshe do when he came down from Harsinai right away? The first time he smashed the luchos. You taught us that sometimes you have to take dramatic action, right? That's what Pinchas is driving at. You taught us again. You broke the luchos. The luchos is miftah etzbel okim, the hands of Hashem written, you know, the letters and so on. You're not allowed to rip the sefer Torah. How did Moses smash the luchos? You see that sometimes you have. That's what his was driving at. Anyway, but to finish up, the Gemara says in the Erevin Daf Yud Testament Aleph, Amar Shlokish Poshe Yisrael Ein Or Gehenim Shaletes Bohen Kavachom Yizbech Azov. Okay, the Gemara has a lashon that was just like the fire didn't destroy the Mizbech Azov. So the Jewish people, even the Poshe Yisrael, unusual Kavachomer. Okay, but even Poshe Yisrael are Malayan mitzvahs kirimon. Right, even the worst people have some mitzvahs. Okay, then the Gemara concludes. Any Jew who at the time of judgment is deserving of being sent to Gehenna is about to be cast into Gehenna. The Osi Avraham Avinu Umasik Lo. Avraham Avinu saves the day at the last second. I mean, the Jews are the Erev and Yud Tesan Aleph. At the last moment, Avraham Avinu will rescue this person. He'll pull him out. He's about to be cast into Gehenna. Avraham Avinu pulls him out. Umakabalu. And Avraham will bring him back. Right? Avraham Avinu saves all the Jews from Gehenna. Says the Gemara, Bar, with the exception of Mi Yisrael Shabbat Basar V'Kacham. a Jew was with a non-Jewish woman, then Avraham Avinu can't help you. That's a few other things also, Mishka or also, okay, you know, he's made for the Bris Mila. But the Rambam, the Gemara here seems to say this strong din, really. Intermarriage and having relations with non-Jews is such a terrible thing that even you have Poshe Yisrael, who deserved to go to Gehenna, but somehow Avraham Avinu is able to stand by the gates and you know, yank you out so before you fall into the abyss. But a Jew married a non-Jew, that already Avraham Avinu can't help you. So just gives you a, you know, a sort of an insight into the severity of this. This is, should be clear. I mean, we all know as we started the Shia. I mean, it's not a big suffix as to, you know, we weren't going to have to have the issue proven to us. Nonetheless, just wanted to go through, see what some of the Makaras are. Okay.
But you can do tshuva from it.
Right.